Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bob, why don't we do a little potpourri to end the show? Because, I mean, we haven't even gotten to our... we haven't gotten to our opening six-pack yet. I mean, we did. We did like 12 of them, but we haven't gotten to... We haven't finished it.
We got interrupted by Rob's cigar and bourbon.
What about this Penn State coaching situation? What's going to happen? Limits, why don't you just give us the bare bones facts of who's out, who's in, who's being rumored? Could you please?
Yeah, well, everyone's basically out at this point. Within the last... 48 hours. Brent Key, the Georgia Tech coach, just agreed to an extension.
Penn State's gotten more money. Pat Kraft should get a percentage of the money he's made for coaches on other teams.
And it was floated out there by Todd McShay. There's also some people that have kind of picked up on it that people are wondering, because Jimmy Sexton is the super agent that represents like Nick Saban, James Franklin, Kirk Herbstreit. That the thought is that he and McShay floated this out there, which is very credible, that he was so upset that his client, James Franklin, was fired, that his main purpose was basically to get all these other coaches new extensions and a lot of money based on the Penn State job.
Interesting.
And screw over Penn State.
Very interesting.
Now, is that actually the case? It's just a bunch of scuttlebutt, but there's a lot of legs to it, I would think. It makes sense. So right now, Satake, the BYU coach, is obviously out. He signed an extension. Hartline goes to USF today. He seemed like the next backup plan. Bob Chesney, the JMU
coach.
Another
guy.
No relation to Kenny. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of rumors he would go to.
Probably wishes he was.
He would go to UCLA. Now, UCLA has not officially confirmed that. So is that Penn State at the last minute trying to say, hey, we're still interested. We're coming back to the table at the 11th hour trying to take you home.
Who else? Who's the front runner?
I'm telling you, Bob,
there is no front runner.
Dable is being mentioned in some circles.
Dable's being mentioned.
I don't know.
Let me ask you both a question before we go any further. Does Penn State look horrible in this?
Yes.
Yes.
Here's why. They fired their coach early enough where they should have been the leading candidate for a lot of guys, and they could have done this on a fast track. Not overnight, but you take your time. They've waited. This is almost 2 months this has gone.
Why is this not seen as a highly desirable job? Is it some of the agent shenanigans that he's talking about? Is it that people are saying to themselves, wait a second here. The other guy had them in, and I'm not saying I defended keeping Franklin. I'm just saying what I'm thinking maybe if I'm a prospective coach. The other guy had them in the national semifinals down to like the final play or two last year, and he got fired in the middle of this year, at the beginning, really. I have to walk in there and win a national championship almost right away, or I'm a failure. Is that it? Or what's happened here?
Well, I think that's probably a lot of people have. If you're being interviewed, you're going to say, okay, what are your expectations? I'm going to come into this. All our recruits are gone. I have to re-recruit and bring people in. What kind of time frame are you looking at? What are your expectations? But beyond that, I think it's just at this point, you're kind of late in the proceedings. Other teams are making moves quickly, and whatever list you have, I suppose, is now being crossed off to the point where they don't have a list left anymore.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Austin, where do they go from here?
Terry Smith?
It has to be Terry Smith. I think at this point.
That's fine, except it would have looked better if you did it right off the bat.
What'd you say about Hartline?
Hartline's going to USF. That was announced today. So he goes to the University of South Florida.
Wow.
Over Penn State. Yeah.
You think Penn State wanted him?
Like, Apparently not.
So he didn't make a choice there.
Well, if they wanted him, then I would imagine he would go there. It's a very higher profile job.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Did he have a choice? If he chose USF over Penn State, that looks even worse.
Right.
But I'm not sure that Penn State ever wanted him.
That's what makes me think that you're right in that, Joe.
Bob, there's football coaches all over America.
I know that, but you also have a list, and it looks bad that your list, everyone on it, has decided not to take the job, or at least not go far enough in the negotiations where they would consider the job. So
it's sort of mind-blowing in the end, because that is a pretty desirable place, you'd think, to coach football.
Yeah, exactly. And I got to believe they're putting a lot of money into the program. All these programs that are – you know, I was reading about Kalani Sitake and the investment, not just in him, but $150 million into their football program.
Yeah.
You need that money. Penn State has a number of people who would do that, I'm sure.
There are. And there are a lot of people that also...
That shouldn't be a problem.
Right. There are a lot of people that wanted Franklin out and were basically going to put money back in if that was the case, if Franklin was gone. Now, what's it looking like right now? I thought it was very fascinating. I thought this was fake when I saw it. On3 put it out there that Josh Heupel, the coach at Tennessee, he told Chris Lowe of On3, he's not a candidate for the job, saying, quote, "I wouldn't want low expectations. That's part of why I want to be here in Tennessee. We'll win big." Low expectations? They fired the coach that just went to the semifinals of the college football playoff. What do you mean? So there just seems to be, there's a lot of noise around this job right now, guys.
Man.
And there's been so many options to the point where right now you're on pick number, who knows, like 9 or 10 right now. So whatever coach you go to next, it's got to be a weird feeling saying, hey, don't believe all those rumors that are out there about the other coaches. We want you. We're picking you. And the players are even frustrated. Tony Rojas, the linebacker, said on Twitter last night, like, can this coaching search just end? We have the guy that we want upstairs in Terry Smith.
Think of all the younger or even older guys who either haven't gotten a chance. Well, just that, like a Kurt Cignetti type. What about people from these, you know, Division II, so to speak, schools?
Yeah, well, I mean,
what about a high riser there?
Tulane's coach went to Florida. Old Miss promoted its defensive coordinator with Kiffin.
Yeah,
Kentucky,
I mean,
fired its coach. This is insane.
And they got a new coach in like 2 minutes.
48 hours after they fired Stoops, they brought in Will Stein, the offensive coordinator from Oregon. So
there've got to be some good offensive coordinators or whomever out there that would love an opportunity to be
unemployed
a head coach.
NFL coaches, any of those guys out there?
Well,
coordinators,
Dable,
coaches? Dable?
He has
maybe
a son
Dable.
That goes there, but I don't know if that means he's connected in any way.
I would ask Manny Diaz his interest level. The coach at Duke that is, I guess, in the ACC championship game now at 7-5.
Because that division and that conference is so bad.
He was the defensive coordinator for 2 years before taking that job, previously the Miami coach. He is, I don't know if beloved is the right word, but there's a lot of favorable thoughts about Manny Diaz up there.
Man, this is a horrible look for Penn State in the end.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It really is. Next topic that normally, you know, this doesn't come up too much on the show. Matt Sieg, the defensive back at Fort Cherry, was going to decide between Pitt and Virginia Tech. I'm reading Mike White's story in the Post-Gazette. And then at the last second, in flies Rich Rod. This is a recruiting shocker. Is it not, Limits? He's going to West Virginia, this kid.
And I'm really surprised by this because I talked to Matt during the process. Really good kid, good family. And him and James Franklin are close. And he was retweeting and reposting a lot of things that recruits were putting out there that were committing to James Franklin and were committing to Virginia Tech. And I just thought naturally that that would be the fit.
Rich Rod come up with a big check here, or what happened?
A big check, and I think also he was committed as a safety to Penn State.
Play some offense, too. He likes offense.
When he committed, and he committed on the CBS Sports YouTube page, he said that a part of going to West Virginia, they told him that he can play both sides of the ball. And I think that that's huge. Because think about all the records that he's broken in Whipple,
like
yardage-wise, touchdowns,
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't any team want that? You could tell him he's going to play defense, but I will open the door for offense, sure.
So it wouldn't surprise me if a huge check and the possibility to play both sides of the ball, which is what Rodney Gallagher
was doing. Let me ask you this, though.
Because this is
the Wild, Wild West, he may have committed, but as this process plays on, he may only be there for 1 year, and he can change his opinion also.
Well, yeah, with the portal, that's
so all this
very
portal
possible.
Stuff. I mean, how long?
Everybody can.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So just because he's here now doesn't mean he won't end up at Virginia Tech or someplace else.
Sure.
I mean, he could.
Meanwhile, Mike White asked Sieg if West Virginia offered a better money deal, and Sieg said, I don't think I'm able to talk much about that. I think we can.
And then the answer is yes.
We can draw some conclusions there. How about the Mountaineers? Do you think Crowley contributed to that with his fan salary and the endorsements?
Well, considering that as soon as it was announced, Crowley was in here 1 minute later and shook me a couple of times in excitement.
Do you think that Sieg does Crowley's endorsements, Bob, on the fan? That Crowley said, I'll give you all my endorsements for this?
As a matter of fact, I think that's true. I think he's done that. I think now Matt Sieg will get, and he's hoping that there's even more endorsements to follow so that he can improve his NIL status.
The Sieg, Dickerson, and Crowley show, it's going to be from now on. That's a hell of a story right there. All right, topic number three. Pat Freiermuth, he's a guy, I don't know if you remember, Bob, they drafted out of Penn State, gave him a second contract. He plays tight end, number 88 for the Steelers. You remember him?
Is he missing in action?
He is playing less than he's ever played, despite signing that new deal not that long ago, and almost never gets the ball, even though in a game like the Cincinnati game there, he was the star of the game for the Steelers and has caught, I think, two other touchdown passes maybe. He's just disappeared. He apparently had some things to say about that, Limits, did he not? You can either read us the quotes or play them, either way.
Here it is.
I mean, obviously it's frustrating, but at the end of the day, I have complete faith in Arthur, and we have a good relationship and understanding what his thoughts were for the game plan, and I don't lose too much sleep over it. Just got to be able to understand my role, and hopefully it changes going forward, and we just got to be able to go out there and just do what's asked of me.
Bob, I'm just baffled by this. I mean, okay, so you can't get the ball down the field. Isn't that more of a reason to throw to a guy who's really, who's the only thing he's done real well since he got here is catch it? That's what he does.
And given his limited amount of opportunity, it seems he gets in the end zone more than most.
Yeah.
You know, so he's, I'm surprised. I really am. I thought they would scheme something up when I heard that, you know, the tight end was going to be a prominent position at the beginning of the season, and they brought in guys. They're going to have multiple looks for tight ends, not just blocking, but in the pass game, considering there is no legit number two. So he would be the guy I would look to be that guy. And if not, then I would have expected Jonnu Smith to have 50 catches by now. But none of that's happened either. So yeah. I don't know, you know, what the end game is with the tight ends other than to block, but that's not really why they came here, and that's not why they signed those contracts.
I'm just baffled, and he might be the last guy around here who has, quote, faith in Arthur. Limits, is your faith run out in Arthur?
It's definitely small. I have more faith in the Arthur TV show that I watched growing up as a kid that it would get me through the day than Arthur
Smith. I had
Smith
more
right
faith
now.
In King Arthur, Bob. Who's the most famous Arthur in sports history? Arthur Ashe?
Arthur Ashe is a pretty good one, yes.
Pretty good one, isn't it? Or Art. Art or Arthur? Art Monk?
What about Arthur Fonzarelli?
He was a good one. How'd you know that one?
Bob?
I love Fonzarelli.
Artie.
That's a good call.
Artie. Art Still? Used to be a defensive lineman for the
Art
Chiefs.
Shell?
And Art Shell is a good
Hall of
one.
Famer.
I think Arthur Ashe takes the cake so far.
Arthur. Yeah. Maybe.
Arthur Zierbe?
Arthur's counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arthur's, is there an Arthur's your way, bae?
Is there Arthur Shelovs?
Arthur Shelovs, yes.
He's not in that category right now.
You like my poll of the Fonz there, Joe?
Yeah.
I did. That was pretty good. I love Fonzarelli.
Happy days.
Happy days.
He had some very important episodes, Bob, where he taught me a lot about life as a child. You?
Fonz, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I liked it. I liked that show.
Was it your favorite show?
No, MASH was my favorite all-time
Me too.
Show.
Yeah.
I just love all their characters. You know, Hawkeye, Hot Lips, how they eventually got to a relationship that Frank Burns was mad about.
Frank Burns, right. He's the one that said it's nice to be nice to the nice.
And he's right.
And you might be the nicest man I've ever met.
And I try to be nice to everybody, and I think everyone should, right?
It's nice to be nice to the nice. Yes. All right, Bob. Let's wrap it up next with perhaps some predictions. The Penguins tomorrow night are headed for an interesting game in Tampa.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.